that two-bedroom, one-bath house they used to build right at the end of the war that are all falling down now, where they had one central grate for the gas heat coming up in the middle of the house, and that's all, and maybe a little gas radiator in the bathroom. It was a standard design where you'd come in and there'd be a living room and a big kitchen behind it, and then two bedrooms over here and a bath. And right in the middle of the floor was one gas grate. They built them real cheap.
Huh. Now, are those specifically in Nashville, or were those cropping up everywhere?
Everywhere, I imagine.
Okay. What is a row house?
A row house.
Or what are row houses?
I guess that would be something like a townhouse. Houses where they share a common wall.
Okay. Is there a difference in status between townhouses and row houses that you know?
Well, now, in the market in Nashville now, starting maybe 2 years ago, condominiums have become very big. Condominiums build on the townhouse effect. They may have six or eight units in a row sharing common walls.
Why are condominiums popular?
Well, they've overbuilt, so they're not really popular. I mean, there's one out in Bellevue that's making a fortune, and people are waiting in line. They can't build them fast enough. And then there's one out in South Nashville where a kid inherited all his father's money, sunk it all into this, and the bank took it back over. He went broke on it. They foreclosed. The loan on it is maybe $3 million, and it's only worth one.
Oh, God. Well, but what I don't understand is why somebody would want to buy a condominium.
Well, because you can get a condominium for, say, $35,000 in a nice area like in Bellevue, whereas for $35,000, the type of house you could afford for that amount of money would not be in a nice area.
Okay.
It's location.
Is it also security?
Well, then there's also older people who just don't want to mess with a lawn.
Okay.
And don't want to also...
They want some kind of equity. That's why they're not...
Right. And also people that would like tennis courts and a swimming pool, but no, they can't afford that in their own private home.
Oh, that's my little friend. All right, what are some different types of apartment buildings where people rent rather than buy?
Apartment buildings? Well, there's duplexes, there's fourplexes, there's triplexes.
Okay.
Those are, after that you get into an apartment building. It has as many units as it has. There's garden type, which are two-story complexes similar to what's next door. There's high-rise, which are over five or six stories, something like that.
Okay.
That's about it.
What are tenants?
Tenements are something they have in New York. They're old, junky buildings, very old, poorly maintained, and we knock them down here. We try to. Most people do because it's not, they don't provide a return on your investment. Usually the land can be used for a better purpose.
What do you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building?
An apartment that occupies... you mean one building and one floor would be one apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never seen that except in a house that was cut up.
All right, well, what is a flat to you?
Oh, that's a New York term.
Okay.
Cold water flat, you know, that type of stuff.
That's not used around.